Preacher, what time you usually finish up here? So I can preach in 10 minutes plus 60 minutes. Acts chapter 1. I know many of you have taken breakfast. Yeah, I have pancakes this morning, 3 pieces at McDonald's, so I can go until 1 o'clock. But anyway, the Bible says in Acts chapter 1, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Ghost, has given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? He said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or season which the Father had put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, 2 men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Our Father in heaven, we come to thy throne of grace. We humbly bow ourselves before thee, O God, worshiping thee, O Father, in spirit and in truth. Lord, you know our hearts, you know our thoughts this very hour. We pray, O Father, that you would search us, O God, that truly, O Father, your name will be magnified and glorified, that truly, O God, we might be able to worship you. Oh, that, oh Lord, our worship this morning, oh God, will give honor to thy name, and it will be a sweet-smelling savor in thy sight. Lord, visit us today. Revive our hearts, oh Father. Thank you for this wonderful privilege, and thank you, Lord, for the faithfulness of thy people in this church. Thank you, oh God, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. What a great joy to see that our Lord Jesus Christ in this part of the scripture, as in the book of Acts chapter number 1, the Bible says he showed himself with many infallible fruit. It's sad to say, because nowadays we are living in a time when Christian doesn't have the passion to serve God anymore. There come a time when we are so excited in doing something for the Lord. There was once a time when we first got saved and say, wow, Lord, you saved me. There is something that I need to do for you, Lord. But then in the process of time, and it came to pass after 5 years or 10 years of being a child of God, which seems like coming to church is no longer in our list. It seems that bringing our children in, bringing to church to worship God, it's no longer in the list. It seems like studying the Word of God, it's no longer in our list, in our daily activities in our life. It seems that prayer is no longer there. Because we've been a child of God for many years, and it seems like it's just a ritual every day. The passion is no longer. The excitement of serving God is no longer. Singing the music, so singing the song in the church is no longer there as an excitement. No. And sometimes we come to church and we will sing, "To God be the glory." And it seems like we are not in the church, we are in a funeral service. Amen. You know, we say that, "To God be the glory, great things He hath done." We're singing that blessed assurance, "Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of my salvation, purchase of blood, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. Oh, this is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long." Why? Because we've been washed by the blood of Christ. Who wrote that song? Fanny Crosby, a blind woman. At the age of just a few months old, or not even 2 years old, she was given to her grandmother. Because of her illness, her mother cannot do anything. Yet there's no hatred in her heart. Her grandmother will read the Bible in to her every day, bring her to church every time there is an opportunity. In history of music, in hymns, they said that Fanny Crosby almost wrote 6,000 hymns, all dedicated to her grandmother. Why? Because she would read the Bible. She would pray with her. And that in her condition, physical condition, there is no hatred in her. Why? Because someone cares. She believes, her grandmother believes, that Jesus is alive. That is what we need to remember in our Christian life. Jesus is alive. Amen. You know, in the book of Corinth, they question, "Where is the resurrection? Is He coming? Will He come again?" You know, here in the scripture, the Bible says what we read. He showed, in verse number 3, He showed Himself alive. Amen. They have seen how they have nailed the Lord Jesus Christ. They have seen how they have put His body, lifeless body. They have seen how they have buried Him. And yet, by God's grace, on the first day of the week, on the third day, the Bible says, He rose from the dead. And there is nothing that this archaeologist is trying to see, that the resurrection of Christ is not true. But they cannot find any hair, bones, or whatever, because Jesus rose from the dead. Amen. It is, the Bible says, the power of Christ. In Romans chapter 10, that if thou shalt believe in thine heart and confess Jesus Christ and believe in thine heart that what? That God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. He rose from the dead through the power of the Holy Spirit. He is not there in the tomb. Christ Jesus rose from the dead. And that's the Savior we serve. We serve a risen Savior. Amen. You know what a blessing that we have in our church is that we have a Chinese mother and daughter that come to our church faithfully. They came from southern China. And then the mother, she's already almost 80 years old. And her mother is still alive, 99 years old. And she said that every time she wakes up in the morning and look around, "I am still here. Maybe the Lord has forgotten me." Well, you know what? One thing that gives me joy, that family is the direct fruit of Hudson Taylor, the missionary in China. Amen? The great-grandmother. Oh. And they are still serving God. They came from a place where there is no freedom. Yet they love the Lord. Why? Because they know the Lord is alive. That should be our attitude. That's why we need to be in the church. We need to be in the service of the King. We need to serve God because Jesus, the Savior that we have in our heart, He is alive. He is not dead. He is not here. He is risen, the Bible says. That keeps me going. You see, Buddhism, their founder is dead. Buddha is dead. Islam, the Muhammad prophet is dead. You know what? In the Muslim faith, they believe that Jesus never died. They believe, the Muslim faith, they believe in Jesus and they believe that never died. That one day, the reason why every year they go to Mecca, because they believe that one day, the 12th imam or 12 religious leader, he will come with Jesus Christ beside him. Even then, they will believe that Jesus will come back. You know, my dearly beloved in the Lord, you've been a Christian maybe for many, many years. The Bible says Christ show infallible proofs that he is risen from the dead. How about you? Have you shown any proof in your life that Jesus, that you really believe that Jesus rose from the dead? Or just coming to church is a ritual thing? Now, he said, and then the disciple says here, Lord, when they therefore come together, they ask him, saying, Lord, look at that, verse number 6. Will you now restore again the kingdom of Israel? The disciple is asking, Lord, are you now going to establish the kingdom of heaven? Will you now stay with us and reign? Will you now restore? Well, Jesus Christ says, wait, it's not for you to know. Amen. You know, a lot of people today, Bible theologians, they want to know when Jesus Christ will return. Some people will say October 1983, 1987. They put dates and years. And it's very clear. It's not for you to know when. Amen. I don't care how good you are in mathematics. I don't care how good you are in history. But it's very clear in the Bible, you don't know when. It is not for you to know. But Jesus Christ says he will return. It's not for you to know when are we going to establish the kingdom again. It's not in your hand. This is need to be done first. And then he said, well, look at verse 7. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father had put in his own power. Amen? That's for you to know. But wait, Jesus Christ says, as I showed an infallible proof that I have risen from the dead as your Savior, wait, I have something for you to do. That's why we came to that verse number 8. That verse number 8, the Bible says what? But ye shall receive power, amen? After the Holy Ghost come upon you, and ye shall be my what? Witnesses. So my witnesses, so that is what? Christ's witnesses. Amen? Not Jehovah's Witnesses. It's Christ. Amen. I have something for you to know. You're my witness. You know the word witness means? That word witness, in the Greek word, it means willing to die for the one that I love. I am willing to die for the one that I love. That's the word witness in verse number 8 means. No, are you, as Christ says, there is persecution, but you will be my witnesses. Are you willing to die for me? Hey, but he said, you have power, amen? And as a witness for Christ, when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior, the Spirit indwells and you have the power of God. The same power that the disciples have is the same power that we have. Because the same Spirit that indwells them is the same Spirit that indwells us. Amen? The same Spirit that guides them is the same Spirit that we have. So if they have the power, we have the power. Amen? If they have boldness to witness, we should have boldness to witness. If they are willing to die for Christ, we need to be willing to die for Christ. Amen? Question is, are we willing to be a witness for Christ? Amen? He died for you. You know what? If I am willing to be a witness for Christ, listen to this now. Christ is the rewarder of us who faithfully serve the Lord. Amen. He will reward your faithfulness. Amen. He will reward. The Bible says he is not forgetful of your labor of love. He will always reward what we're doing. I've heard a preacher once, he said, if you will give God one spoon, he will bless you with shovel. Amen. And he said, if you return that shovel to the Lord, he'll give you a wheelbarrow. Wow, hallelujah. If you would return that wheelbarrow to the Lord, he said, he will give you a 10 by 10 truck. If you return that blessing, that big blessing, the Bible says there will be no enough room for you to put the blessing of God. Do you believe that? You know, there come a time when we don't believe it anymore. It's just we are just reading. It seems like we are just reading a book. It's just a storybook. But you know, when Spurgeon died and they found his Bible, in every page of his Bible, as they turn, it says he wrote something proven. In every space of each pages of his Bible, he said proven. He knows that the Word of God is true. Amen. But we come now to a time when believers just, oh, this is not true. This is okay. This might be true. Every jot and tittle, every word of God is inspired word of God, and it is true. Amen. The Bible says, blessed are those that bring the gospel, bearing precious seed. Amen. Blessed are those. Blessed are the feet, even though your feet is smell something. But the Bible call it blessed when you deliver the message. Amen. But they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Amen. Amen. All of those missionaries, Adoniram Judson, who established a work in Burma, his people are still there to this day, serving the Lord. William Carey in India. There's a William Carey Bible College. Still remember to this day. Why? Because God is the rewarder of your labor. Amen? He will see to it that all we have done will be remembered not only here, but in history. Whatever we have done for the Lord, a sacrifice been made. You have given your life, your money, and everything for God's glory. It will always be remembered. It will be there for eternity. Amen. As I look on those missionaries on that board, you have invested into the lives of many souls right there. And one day, hallelujah, you will see all those souls that is eternal blessing that you became part. I've seen the Philippine missionary. And the pastor mentioned a while ago that you've supported a Filipino missionary there maybe 30 years more than now. His name is Brother or Pastor Imperial. I've met him last February in the Philippines. He's already old. He's still preaching. Amen. And every young man that got saved and surrendered their life and start a work, you are part of that ministry. See, God rewarded you in that. Amen. God rewarded you. Went to a church in West Virginia, Grace Baptist Church, very small. I preached there, encouraged the people. The tsunami took place in Thailand where many people died, and we want to start the ministry. They took everything they have in the bank and they give it to us, and we build a ministry right there. Amazing. There are still churches. They remove all, everything. I think it's left is $1 in their account. Just to help the ministry in the southern part of Thailand. Now there is a church there. Because there is a Grace Baptist Church in Craigsville, West Virginia. Small church that make a difference. God rewarded them. People are now coming to the church. Why? God can reward. Amen. He is the rewarder. Amen. The Bible says, if you seek the Lord, what happened? All these things shall be added unto you. Amen. If you will give this to the Lord, Apostle Paul says, not that I respect in want, but if you'll give this to the Lord, the Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, what? And God shall supply all your needs according to his what? Riches in glory. Amen. He will supply all your needs. He'll supply all your needs. Not some, but the Bible says all your needs. As you would empty your hand and give to the Lord everything that you have, he will supply and he will supply and he will supply. Amen. You know why we don't see the miracle of God anymore? Because we keep everything. We don't want to share. Yeah? So, as a reminder, God, our Savior, Jesus Christ, rose from the dead. Amen. Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, is the rewarder of our labor, as we'll go and witness simultaneously. Where? Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Amen. Simultaneously, we will be a witness for Christ. You have the power. Not only that, he says, two men, a man of Galilee, you standing gazing up into heaven, the same Jesus that's taken up from you shall so come in like manner. We have a returning Savior. He'll return. Amen. Amen. Some says he already returned in AD 70. Oh, I don't believe that. I'm still waiting. Amen. 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 What if Jesus, you know, I pray, Lord, come now. It would be a great blessing if we will hear the trumpet of God today. Amen. 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 It will be a great blessing when the trumpet of God will sound and all of us will be taken up in the air. Hallelujah. And we shall meet Christ there and forever we will be with the Lord. Amen. Amen. Oh, the Bible says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Amen. If it were not so, thank God for my King James Bible. He said mansion, not dwelling place. I don't know what version you use, but my Bible says mansion, not dwelling place. Mansion is bigger than dwelling place. Amen? Amen. Mansion is bigger than rooms. Amen? Oh, every time we pass by here, my wife would take a picture. Oh, beautiful house, big house. And I said, I have a bigger house than that in heaven. Amen? My father's house, third mansion. And then he said, I will. Hallelujah. I will come again. Praise God. That where I am, there ye may be also. Woo! What a blessing. Amen. Psalm says that we all be like the same, 30 years old or 35 years old. If you die, you're 80, you'll return as 30. Amen. You like that? Amen. Maybe your hair will come back. Amen. Maybe your teeth will come back. Hallelujah. You don't have to put the danger right there. Hallelujah. Amen. What I'm saying is a perfect body. Amen. Amen. Together we will be with Christ in heaven for all eternity. That is a great blessing. But wait, Jesus Christ says, I need you to bring someone with you. Your neighbor, your friends, your loved ones. You call there somebody, bring these people in, amen. You know the truth, you have Jesus Christ, we are a witness. Bring someone before we close our eyes or even the trumpet of God will sound. I will come again. Be excited. Any moment he'll return. Amen. Oh Lord. Have you forgotten me? No. He'll come. Yeah. He'll come. That is his promise. He'll come. Amen. Apostle Paul knows he will come. He says he'll come. He'll come. He'll come. But can I challenge you that while we're waiting for the trumpet, let us be a faithful witness for Christ. Amen. Don't quit. Don't stop, because you can make a great difference. Just keep on. He will say, I'm old already. You know, young people, don't wait until you become 60 and you say, I'm going to serve God. The Bible says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Amen. While you're still a young lady, a young man, a children, teenager, give your life to God. It is hard to live a life full of regrets. It's hard to live a life full of regrets. I'd rather live a life full of praises than many regrets. Oh, I wish, oh, I wish see your face, but I say, oh, praise God. Praise God. There is a big difference. Amen. I'll conclude the message with this. When Jesus Christ was buried, you read that in John chapter 20. They buried him in the Joseph of Arimathea's brand new tomb. They sealed it. Early morning when the lost ladies are going to visit the tomb, Mary observed the stone rolled away. She ran and took to the disciple and says, Peter, Peter, they have taken the Lord. They have stolen the body of Christ. They have taken the master. And so Peter, James, and John, they run. As they came to the tomb, the Bible says, and Peter stooped down and looked. There's the table where they have laid the body of Christ. Christ's body is not there. But as Peter stooped down, Peter saw something. There's a napkin on the table. Napkin. That napkin is there untouched. It's still there. During king's time or Bible time, the king, when the king eats on their table, they would have They have napkins. It's where in the restaurant, traditionally, we have restaurant, they have napkins. It's there. King would eat. Napkins there. There are servants that serve the kings. Now, when the king leaves the table, the napkin is still there. We did not use it or throw it there. It's just still there. The servant who is watching, he will not move anything there. Because through that napkin, he knows the king is not yet finished. He will come back. That napkin is there in the table because Jesus is not yet finished. Amen. He is going to return. Amen. He'll come back. Amen. He'll come back. Oh, that God Christ will come tonight. But if not, let's keep on. Never quit. Make a difference. Be a blessing. Amen? Be a blessing. Give your life. Be a blessing for God's ministry. Make a difference. You can make a great difference. Not only here, but around the world. Amen. We have a risen Lord. We have a rewarding Lord. A rewarder that will bless all your labor. And a returning Savior. Thank you very much, and God bless you all.